Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And today I'm really excited to have Diana Sussman in. And Diana, thanks for coming on the show. And we're going to talk about your new book. I'm so excited.
Me too. Very excited.
First, tell our audience a little bit about you. I know that you're an attorney by trade. Just tell us a little bit so we can get to know you before we get to know your motivation behind the book and what it's all about.
Okay. I was an attorney. I'm retired. I have two children. I retired because I moved to Bermuda for 8 years, which was a wonderful experience. And I focused on raising my children and doing a lot of different charitable works. My husband joked and said, when I was president of every organization in Bermuda, we had to leave. So we moved to Westport. Okay. And we've lived in Westport for many years, where I continued my trend. And once my children grew up and started their own lives, I call them real people because now they are out on their own, earning their own money, I decided to go back to what I love, which is writing. And I am proud to say that my first middle grade novel has been published, and it was released on May 21st, and it's called The Neighbor's Secret.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll get into what the book's about, but is this something that was kind of on your bucket list? You were so preoccupied, as you should be, with raising your children and doing good things, but have you always wanted to write a book? I mean, was this always in the back of your mind, or what was your motivation there?
I've always loved writing. When as a kid, I wrote all the time. I loved telling stories. I have a weird, uncanny ability to remember dialogue and to remember the emotion, passion, inflection that people use when they speak. So when I tell stories and relay them, it's actually as if I'm reliving it, which helped me because I used to act as well.
You're also an actress. You're not a former actress. Once an actress, always an actress, right? And I can see that. You know, I can see that actress in you. And that emotion is so important, isn't it, when relaying a message? You know, and I tell people, because this is kind of what I do too, right? You know, it's all in how you say it. It's all in how you write it. It's still got to have emotion to it, or it's boring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was in law school, I took criminal law, and the teacher made criminal law actually very, very boring because he was so monotone in delivery and very boring. And I am very passionate about anything that I do. So getting back to my writing, having the ability to sort of relive moments helps me remember what it was like to be a middle school child, to remember what it's like to be embarrassed, socially awkward, worrying about the first crushes and all the other things that middle school students do.
You know, I got to tell you, middle school, because I had just moved from Iowa to Colorado, and I was going into seventh grade. So seventh grade already is, I think, very hard. I've got a 12-year-old granddaughter, same age, right? And it was just one of the worst couple of years in my life. I remember it like it was yesterday. It is very awkward, and especially, you know, coming to a new school, I didn't know anybody. I dressed differently. People say I talk differently. And it took a while to work through that. But when I look back, I've got some scars from that. But anyway, this is not about scars. So, again, we're speaking with Diana Sussman. And the name of the book, here's the big reveal, is The Neighbor's Secret. And it's a Maddie mystery. And when I was telling my daughter, who lives in Houston, Texas, a granddaughter, rather, about the book, she goes, I think I saw that at the library.
And, oh, I hope so.
Yeah. So you know, it's a good read, and it's a good read. You know what I'm looking forward to. So I'm going to see my granddaughter in Colorado, and we're going to read this together. We're going to do this as a double read. And you know, I also love when you read a chapter or two. Let's have a conversation about that. I mean, you didn't do this as a learning tool, but I think there's some good conversation points in here.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. I mean, there are many different chapters that deal with different aspects. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, most of it obviously is all focused in on the mystery, of course, and her solving
it.
Right. And whether the new neighbors are really spies.
Uh-huh.
But interwoven within the mystery itself are a lot of issues that come up for middle grade kids, like standing up to bullies, and sometimes those bullies are teachers, and sometimes they're the mean girls, and sometimes, and dealing with kids in the faster crowd, and do I keep up, and am I losing my best friend, and have our interests changed, and what it's like to be a middle school student. So I think if you're reading through the book, you will see that, like you said, if you stopped at different chapters and talked about them, you would have a lot to say.
You would. And why did you pick that awkward age. Why middle school?
Because I myself, like Maddie, was younger at that age. I skipped our middle school was 7th, 8th, and 9th. Theirs is now it's like 6th, 7th, and 8th. But I remember being younger for my grade, and then I skipped a grade on top of that. So,
you were so smart?
I guess I was intelligent.
Okay.
Intelligent. Okay, good for you. But I do remember what it was like to be younger. I also remember around that age, around 8 or 9, starting to really love mysteries and loving Nancy Drew books and being inspired. And I wanted to share that experience with other kids that age. And I wanted to write a book with a female protagonist for that reason, because there aren't as many really cool mystery books that have a female protagonist. So,
do you mind if I read the back of the book? What do you call the thing on the back of the book? The summary?
I would call it the back of the book.
The back of the book. Well, so it's kind of a recap of what's inside, right?
Sort of a teaser.
So when people pick up the book, which I love the cover, I wish you guys could see the cover, the artwork, who did that?
That was from the publisher.
The publisher did that. And the publisher is?
The Ever Imagine Books, which is an imprint of Harbor Lane Books.
So is that considered self-published?
It's a traditional publisher. It's just a newer publisher.
Well, and that's a big deal.
It is. I'm very excited.
That is a big deal, because I work with a lot of authors, and a lot of them are self-published, which there's nothing wrong with that. But when you get a real publisher to say, I want that, that's a really big deal. Okay, so let's read the back. It says, Maddie's life is a mess. Along with the usual hassles of eighth grade, her best friend Rachel has gone boy crazy and seems drawn to a new crowd. To make matters worse, everyone's teasing Maddie for impulsively breaking into her neighbor's home when her imagination went wild, thinking that she saw a mythical creature called a Yeti inside. Then the new neighbors pull into their driveway, and Maddie thinks she sees a human hand push out the tailgate of their car. Other stranger events follow. Are they kidnappers? Spies? Maddie convinces Rachel to help investigate, hoping that working together will bolster their friendship. But that looks unlikely after both of them crush on the new neighbor's son, Alex. Maddie is in a no-win situation. If she proves the new neighbors are spies, Alex will hate her. If she finds out they're not spies and dates Alex, Rachel will hate her. But Maddie can't resist solving a mystery and soon finds herself in a collision course with her best friend, her first crush, and the dangerous world of espionage. Her entire world and her entire life is at risk. It is. It's good. You know, and there's just so much, you know, great dialogue in here. I've read some of it. I haven't read the whole thing. I just want to be very transparent about that. Like I said, I'm saving it to read with my granddaughter when we get on vacation. So did you talk to any middle schoolers, or did you just go on your own experience? Did you do focus groups? I mean, who did you run the book by before you actually went to publish?
Many people. So my niece was a little bit older than this actual age group, but she remembers it quite clearly because she's not that far off when I was writing it. And now she's in college. And she was very helpful. My neighbor across the street, Jonah Frey, was very helpful. He actually is in the target group, and he's a guy. So I really wanted a guy to read it, because while I do have a female protagonist, I wanted to make sure that the mystery was compelling and strong enough that mm-hmm. it would be enjoyable for guys too. And he really liked it. He thought it was really cool. So, in fact, there's a spot about a hand radio that he got really into, but that's another story. And I also went online and looked at TeenSpeak. I talked to my nephew, who is actually the age of Maddie's little brother in here, to make sure that his dialogue was right. I also went to two critique groups. One was with the Westport Writers Workshop, and one was with the Fairfield County Writers Studio. The Westport Writers Workshop was led by Christine Bacala, who's a published author with her own Lola series. And in that group, there were moms of middle school kids. And as well, in the Fairfield County Writer Studio critique group led by Victoria Chereau, who's probably had hundreds of books written, there were also moms of middle school kids. So every week you would submit pages and read them, then people would tear them apart as they should with an eye of constructive criticism, and they would say, this doesn't sound real, this is not what a child that age would say. But eventually, as you keep writing, mm-hmm. you learn it and you get it better and better and better at it. And again, I do have a good ear, and I was always listening for kids in that age group, so I tried to make sure it was very authentic. And I even, like I said, researched teen speak, preteen speak, mm-hmm. and you can actually find all this stuff on Google, which is hysterical.
You know, sometimes there's tension, sometimes there's controversy, sometimes there's, you know, what was really kind of your hook to keep people to keep turning those pages? Well, especially young people.
Well, I think every chapter should leave you wondering what's going to happen.
And it does.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
And if it doesn't, there's a problem. one of the teachers, actually, at the same time that I took the critique courses to write children's books, I also took a critique course with Doug Mosier, who is also with the Westport Writers Workshop, and he introduced me to the W structure, where you have an objective, you do not be meeting it, everything goes wrong, then it starts to go right, and then it goes even worse wrong, and then you come up and you wind up with a new objective. And I do tend to have that structure in most of my chapters.
So where, you know, the big question is, and again, we're speaking with Diana Sussman, and the name of the book is The Neighbor's Secret, a Maddie Mystery. Where can people find the book?
They can find it everywhere. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Goodreads online. You can get it in independent bookstores. It's
everywhere.
Libraries. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And that's what happens when you have a good publisher. It gets to go everywhere. So what kind of feedback are you getting from people that have read the book?
Well, getting back to your question about are you using dialogue and language that the kids use? One of the things I'm very proud of is the reviews I've read online are noting how authentic the characters are and how authentic the language is and how relatable the characters are. And those were some of my prime goals. So I feel really good that I achieved that, because these are complete strangers who I've never met.
Yep.
And even like the worst reviews I've gotten were like a 3. And even those were talking about how relatable and authentic and fabulous they were. And because most of them were like 5s or 4s. And they just went on about the writing style and how much they enjoyed it and what good pacing it was. And I was very proud of that. And I always want to keep the ball moving, so to speak.
Yes. And, you know, people can be so critical, and it's unfortunate that, you know, anybody can write anything they want anymore, you know, and it kind of hurts. But you know what? Sometimes you don't want a perfect score, right? You want to have that kind of love-hate relationship out there a little bit, because, you know, that's the way the world is.
Honestly, nobody said anything really bad about the book.
Okay.
Everything's been very, very positive.
Good.
In fact, I was really excited about that, and that made me feel really good. They love the mystery. They love the twists, and I don't want to talk about that because I don't want to give anything
away.
That's
right. We're not doing a spoiler alert here. We're just going to keep talking about it. Well, where do you want this book to see? I think I mentioned that my granddaughter thought she saw it in her school store, in her school bookstore. Where do you want this to be? Who do you want to read this?
I want everyone to read it, but particularly I want girls and you know, boys could too, but kids between the ages of 9 and 13, I think, would really enjoy it. Anyone with a curious, inquisitive mind would enjoy it. Anyone who has basically experienced some of the awkwardness and the issues that middle school students face would enjoy it.
That's pretty much everybody, I think. Really. Now, I can see this. It left me wanting more.
There are more plans.
There are. Okay,
it's a
talk
series.
Talk about that.
So the next book is going to be stalked by text. And basically, Maddie gets a terrorizing text in the beginning of the book, and it revolves around her investigating that. The book after that is set in Bermuda, because I did live there for 8 years. And she sees someone who has a heart attack in the water and drowns in front of her, and realizes it wasn't quite from natural causes, and investigates that. So, and I don't want to give any more away, mm-hmm. but that's what we've got going so far for the next 2 books. And I'm very excited about where this is going, and we'll see where what takes it. And in the interim, I also have other things going on too. I have ideas for different types of books. One's an adult book. I have a play written that I submitted to the New York She Arts Festival 2 years ago that I wrote through the a critique group. And it was called Fickle Fate. And it actually was a semi-finalist, which I was very proud of, since it was the first play that I wrote. And that led to writing a musical with three other friends, which was picked up by the Sparks Film Festival and had a showcase in March of this past year, and we're looking to take next steps with that musical. That's about, it's called Virtually Ours, and it's about 20 to 30 somethings and dealing with the dating scene and online dating.
Oh, I can give you some content for that one.
I will take it. I will take it. So it's all good, and we're very excited to see what things are going on next.
How fun that, you know, you kind of retired from being an attorney, and now you're living your life passion of writing and all these different things with your, you know, acting background and your love for writing. You know, what is your recommendation? I bet there's a lot of people out there listening to this program and say, you know, that's always been on my bucket list. Can anybody write a book? What's it take?
You know, I think anyone could write a book, but they should learn the craft. I think it's really important to take critique groups and find your community that's going to help you write your book. I think that's truly important. And I think when you learn the craft, like for me, it completely reversed the way I looked through things. Mm-hmm. And I almost took a cinematic view about writing. I must have revised the first chapter 42 times until I figured out how to write it right. And I think that that's because of the critiques I got and the help and just learning the craft. And it is a craft. It's a little bit of a science. It's a little bit of a craft, but it's not just putting words on pages. You have to figure it out. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful craft. And I'm so excited to learn more every day.
Right. It never stops. So the name of the book is The Neighbor's Secret, authored by Diana Sussman, who's in the house. How long did it take you on the first book? And I would imagine, I'm just contemplating that the first book is the hardest. How long did it take you to, from start to finish, for this first book?
Oh, well over a year. First of all, I was inspired by news stories to write it. And then I started researching all about sleeper cells and who was living, because the book basically addresses, she thinks that somebody is a Russian spy. And I started researching, are there people in this country, and of course there are, that are part of sleeper cells where they pose themselves to be everyday Americans? And I found something called Operation Ghost Stories, which was an operation by the FBI that found 10 of them. Eight of them were posing as four couples. And I thought it was fascinating that these people were living double lives. And I also thought it was interesting that there were seven children involved, because of the four couples, three of them had two children and one of them had one child. So when they were arrested, it's like, how does that affect the child who suddenly learns that their parents are not who they say they are, and that they are not who they say they are or were believed to have been? And it was just fascinating reading. And in fact, I later learned, I must say, I was about three quarters through the book when I heard of this. There was a series called The Americans that was also based on the same investigation that I had actually researched. And that was fascinating. The other thing that's fascinating is it covers American history and how spies helped the colonists win the American Revolution, and in particular Agent 355, and who was a member of the Culper spy ring that was created by George Washington when he lived in Cranberry, New Jersey. And I thought that was fascinating because I knew Cranberry very well. I grew up near there. My sister still lives there. And I think it's amazing that he created this spy ring that actually helped us win the war. And this agent was a female. That's why she called Agent 355. 355 is the code word in Culper spy ring language for woman. And they never figured out who she was.
Wow.
So in that book, I actually have a suggestion, because the suggestions the historians have, I didn't think were very good.
Wow. So there's, you know, there's education that comes along with the fascination, right?
Exactly.
And that was part of your goal?
Yes. I think it's fun to, like, take real facts and well, it's not historical fiction per se. It's fun to draw on historical facts and weave them into fiction.
Absolutely. Now, what does it take to get this on a bookshelf in a school? Is that an easy process? Do the publishers handle that, or how does that work?
I think the publishers handle that
in a school library.
More. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're picked up by a bigger publisher like a Macmillan or a Harper, then it's simple. This publisher is a newer publisher, and she's doing, you know, they're doing a great job, and I'm very excited to have been picked up by them. So I'm just grateful that they're getting the book out there.
That's right. You've got to start somewhere. So how many author signings, book signings have you been doing?
You know, this is my first event, really. I have another event this Saturday. I have several more planned for the fall. I took the summer off because most of the middle grade children are actually in summer camp or busy. So I have lots of things planned for the fall, and I'm excited about all of them. In fact, I'm doing a junior detective day in Cranberry Library because it was set in Cranberry. I thought that would be fun.
Oh, how fun.
And that will be in October.
Well, it's going to be fun, too, to see, you know, the people that come up and the face-to-face interaction that you're going to get from those folks who actually have your book in their hand, right?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
You know, and I got to say, too, you know, it's a great time of the year for summer reading. And I think kids need to do more of that. I wasn't a big reader, I got to admit, growing up. But I try to encourage. I think that's really how you gain imagination and how you gain strength, you know, from information. And there's so many, like you said, issues in here, you know, from bullying and other issues that kids go through that make you really, maybe when you go to school next year, you have a different way of looking at things.
Absolutely.
It can have an impact.
And that's what you want as a writer, to be able to instill the love of reading, to impact your readers in a positive way and help them deal with things and give them confidence and to move forward. And a lot of kids need that, and especially now with all of the social media and all of the issues that,
yes,
you know, younger children are sadly facing. Mm-hmm.
They're so different today than they were when we were growing up, right? So I think it's a great idea. I know when I keep talking about her, but I love her. My granddaughter said, I'm bored. Well, pick up a book. Pick up a book and go somewhere. Pick up a book and imagine something. Pick up a book and learn something. You know, some of the smartest people I know, I ask them, why are you so smart? Because I'm a book reader. And these people on Jeopardy, I'm like, how did they know that? We were just talking about this last night. It's because they probably are well-read. You know, that's just the way it goes. So what's the title of the next book in the series going to be, and when will that be out?
Stalked by Text, and I'm not 100% sure, but certainly within the next year.
Within the next year. And tell people again where they can get. Now, The Neighbor's Secret comes in paperback and hardcover, right?
And Kindle.
And Kindle. I forgot about Kindle.
Yeah, that's like a very big...
I know, I just can't do it. I like to turn the page.
Me too.
So again, you can get this on Amazon. It's at a lot of bookstores. It's pretty much everywhere. So what is your message to people out there that are listening to this program? Again, going back to that, maybe I'll write a book. Is it for everybody?
I think if you have a story to tell and you want to tell it, you should write it down. You should totally pursue it. And I think anyone who has a dream should pursue that dream. I think you should try to find a community to support you with whatever mm-hmm. your passion is.
Right.
And I think you should always try to surround yourself with positive, supportive people who can help you and guide you and teach you, and be willing to give and to give back.
Yeah, and like you said, just start writing things down. My father, before he passed, he would write things down. He says, I'm going to write a book. I said, okay. And he said, about what? About my life. And my feedback to him is probably horrible, but I'm like, who cares? You know, sometimes people want to write a book about things, and I'm thinking, who cares? But I shouldn't be like that, because everybody has a story, right? Everybody might have a book in them. And you'll know when you go out to shop for people that are interested, publishers, whether or not you got a good idea or not, correct?
Absolutely. And the truth is particularly with memoirs, it's interesting because a couple people have actually approached me to help them with their memoirs. And I'm in the process of doing that as well.
Nice.
And, you know, they're fascinating lives. I mean, these are everyday people who have led absolutely fascinating lives in you would never know it. A car dealer who was a race car driver, an insurance person who is a massive cowboy fan and, you know, knows everything about them. And it's just interesting to see the wide range of people that are out there. And I think everybody's story could be really fascinating for someone. And there are, while people's lives are unique, there are relatable issues that all of us share. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can capture that, those issues and the relatability, I think that people will love it.
That's great advice. Well, Diana Sussman, again, the name of the first book in a series is The Neighbor's Secret, a Maddie mystery. And is the neighbor a spy or not? You'll have to pick up the book, read it, and find out. Thank you so much for coming in and continued success.
It's
a major accomplishment. You should be very proud.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Yes, you should be. And of course, thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.